Hello, welcome to Dailyish. This is Friday, October 3rd, 2014 edition of Dailyish. It's the late edition. I think it's the first time I recorded it in the evening, especially 10:30 evening. But we finally watched Survivor, so as is our tradition now, two episodes in, my wife Sue is joining me for our Survivor review. Hi, Sue.
Hi.
Can you talk into the mic more?
Sorry.
There you go. I've been working on mic technique this week, so.
It's good. It's better.
A little better, yeah. You can adjust the stand. So we've just finished watching probably our kids played with it. Episode 2 of Survivor. I think this is season 29, they said, right? Does that sound right?
Something like that.
Blood versus water, blah, blah, blah. So last episode, Nadia was voted off. Mm-hmm. And so this episode started with the emotional unveiling that Natalie's sister Nadia was voted out and twin sisters. She hadn't cried in 10 years, she said, until that moment. So.
Yeah, it was sad.
Stop looking at Pinterest.
Sorry.
That's
I'm not
just
looking at Pinterest.
Cliche thing. She actually was looking at Pinterest before we started recording. Nobody's forcing you to be here.
It's late at night on a Friday night. I'm not really as focused.
Right.
As I was last time.
So then they had the challenge. So what are any thoughts on the episode? Let's just do a quick one then. We don't have to go with play by play.
Well, we got to see a little bit of John Rocker and
right,
preview challenged. For next week, get to see a bit more. So that's kind of makes for good television, I guess.
Controversial TV.
Mm-hmm.
And he challenged his girlfriend at the beginning too.
Yeah.
In the thing, and he was like upset that he lost to a girl, never mind his girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Just the whole, not mad that I lost to my girlfriend, I'm mad that I'm lost to a girl. Was just kind of ignorant and stupid. And obviously, she's his girlfriend, so she could see past that, I guess. But it just made him look really dumb, I think.
Yeah.
Because it was a challenge that totally a girl or guy could win. It really actually is.
If anything, a girl would be more suited to the balance, yeah. You might think. Someone, anyway, yeah. Yeah, I don't know if it's just because you and I are doing this, but it feels like it's this season of Survivor so far has been more sexist than in previous ones. But who knows? I'm sure if we look through it through the same lens, previous seasons have been as bad or worse. But I guess having a guy who's known for being a bigot, sexist, racist, homophobe probably will lend itself to being like that.
Given some good one-liners, I'm sure.
Yeah. And then the tribe lost their flint somehow.
Yeah.
Which seems like just one of those really stupid things to do. Well, I mean, it is, but I don't know how you don't guard that with your life.
I'm still confused why they didn't. It felt like they didn't look very hard for it.
Yeah.
I mean, they probably just didn't show that, I'm hoping. But it looked like they just kind of dug around in the dirt around the fire and that's about it. Like, I feel like next episode they're going to find their flint.
Yeah. So then they.
Oh, shoot. Because they ended up trading their reward of fishing gear for flint instead.
Yeah. What did you think? I thought it was kind of funny how they tried to barter and go, like, doing something that's obviously sort of felt like outside of the rules of the game or, you know, and I mean, they can do that, obviously, and ask, but even that Jeff was willing to engage in it and was, like, saying that's, like, obviously no clear rule book in Survivor that thou shalt not negotiate your reward and.
Well, they weren't even negotiating their reward.
Oh, right. They just wanted to give him some beans instead.
They just, after they won the reward, said, we don't really want that, or we want to keep this fishing gear, but would you be willing to trade us some, our, you know, half full bag of beans for some flint?
Yeah.
And to Jeff, like, I kind of like his reaction. His reaction was like, well, what good does that do me? Why are you trying to negotiate with me to do that?
Yeah.
And really fair, like he said, they should have just came straight out and said that before they won. and then it wouldn't look so
sleazy or whatever.
It, yeah. Like, it kind of reeked to me of like the, you know, freshman college kid going to the professor and being like, well, I just couldn't get it done because I left it to the last minute. And then, you know, I just can't hand in my essay now. So can you get me an extension? And just, you know, naively thinking that that's how the world should work. Because everyone just always does stuff for me.
This is a helicopter parenting rant.
Possibly.
Possibly.
My grade 2 child walks home from school alone. I am not a helicopter
star
parent.
For you.
Just throw that out there. See if there's anyone that...
This isn't a parenting podcast.
Finds that not good.
Or a weather podcast. I forgot to say the weather. It's 0 degrees outside. It's
stinking cold today.
Yeah. Anyways, this isn't a weather podcast. What else? We just finished watching. I don't know why. Feels like we're doing a podcast the day after we had more to say, I guess because it was the first episode, but there wasn't as much going on in this episode. It was kind of like there wasn't a lot of camp life stuff. The girl who got voted out, Val, spoiler alert, Val got voted out, and made up a story about having, it seemed like exceptionally unreasonable to somehow that she would have two idols, let alone mm-hmm. just an idol. So anyway, she makes up a story that she has two idols, which obviously... I'm surprised they even saw it legitimate enough story to try and flush them out.
The votes, yeah, so that they can flush out the idol, right? But
I guess there's just that fear, like nobody really knows. And ever since Russell, what's his name, had kept finding idol after idol, there's just kind of this unwritten fear that someone could be finding. But
I think she kind of sealed her fate with that lie. It was too bad because I actually liked her. Yet again, another person that I kind of liked and wanted to keep playing got voted off. But I liked her, and I think she didn't really play smart by...
No.
Yeah, by just randomly saying, well, I have two idols.
Yeah. But then, like,
it's
John...
It's not really believable.
Like, he was supposed to, protect Val because he was out on Exile Island with her husband. But he didn't seem to do her much favor either by, like... If you were
two idols, why don't we vote for her?
Yeah, like he's trying to like pretend like he's not at buddies with her by just saying, we'll vote for her, which obviously is going to set her up for failure one way or another. Like either she loses her idol, which doesn't really protect her in the long run, or like why not just keep her mouth. Like if he hadn't said anything about it, I don't know if maybe the vibe was that they're still going to vote for her. But
mm-hmm.
anyway, it seemed like it was his driving idea to vote for Val because she has idols. So...
It did seem like he came up with the plan.
Yeah. At least that's how they showed
it. And that's therefore how he was protecting her.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Anyways, and then they tried the Girls Alliance thing, which obviously failed on that team to strike any sort of balance with the Girls Alliance.
Girls Alliances have actually worked on one season of Survivor.
Right.
I guess. In my recollection.
Yeah. You can check with Wikipedia for your
own.
That
was when, like, Parvati? Parvati? I can't even remember how you say her name. But anyways, which was a sweet season of Survivor because I loved how finally the girls got it together and didn't get in stupid cat fights or think we need guys to help us. And, yeah.
Yeah.
Am I on a feminist bent lately?
I guess so.
I am.
It's all right. As long as you keep baking good stuff in the kitchen.
Which I will do.
Anyway, so Val voted out, blah, blah, blah. Next episode, I don't think there's anything else worth saying.
No, I had something, but I've...
The like physical fight thing they did with like, oh my goodness, the mother-daughters fighting to push each other off the thing. It feels a little bit overdone because it's like... I know it's all emotional because you're out there and there's no food and stuff, obviously. But like, if you were in a challenge with your mom, it would just be like, okay, here's a fun little thing. We're going to try and push each other off. Like,
okay, well, here was the funny thing, though, between the daughter-mom fight. Because what happened is, so the daughter and the mom are pinned up against each other. And, they make a big deal about the daughter, like, how this is going to be hard for the mom to have to fight her daughter. But I thought the daughter totally used the daughter-like tactics to get the mom off.
Like, I did actually think, because she kind of...
I think she overplayed, because she gets a little bit hurt at the beginning. Like, they knock heads. And she legitimately, like, I mean, her lip was bleeding. She was hurt, but she used that. You know, her mom then felt bad and was like, oh,
I was waiting
sorry.
For her to just throw her mom off right there. Like, when she kind of stopped, everybody stopped.
Yeah.
I was kind of thinking she's just going to, like, totally play her mom and just, like, as she walks over to check on her, just, like, grab her and throw her off. And so, because there's nothing, there's no rule saying you can't fake an injury or whatever. Like, that's that's whatever. But yeah, they didn't. So,
but she did. Well, from my perspective, it seemed quite manipulative.
Yeah.
In terms of just, you know, she was.
That's the same girl who's stirring things up with Val, right? That was Bailey.
Yeah.
Bailey, or how do you say it?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yep. She has a. It's not an aggressive style of play. It's a more manipulative, passive aggressive style of play. We'll see.
That's my
prediction, is that's what we'll see coming out as the season goes on.
Right. All right. And so, yeah, next episode, apparently John Rocker challenges somebody to fight or something, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Who cares? That's not the reason we tune in.
But the challenge looked awesome.
Yeah.
It was
like
a huge big spider structure. Web or something that they have to go through.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to this
half-hearted
Survivor review. We probably shouldn't do these late at night because we're tired and our kids are going to be up now at 2 in the morning or something. Where can folks find you on the internet, Sue?
I am at Sue N's with one E on Twitter.
Start handing
not
out,
really anywhere else.
You start handing out do your Pinterest
I do
account.
Not blog. Yeah, do my Pinterest and Facebook.
I'm iChris on the Twitters, and you can find Dailyish at goodstuff.fm/dailyish. This happens to be episode 47. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. See you next week. Bye.